And now this is a dictation for Jan Kronek, K-R-O-N-E-C-K, July 1055, address as a letter to Monica Story, S-T-E-U-R-Y, 616-225-8525. Dear Dr. Story, follow up Mr. Kronek, chronic kidney disease, history of calcium oxalate stones, prostate abnormalities, and prior hydronephrosis. Last visit, November. Prior prostate ablation without complications. Good flow output, minor nocturia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Some back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Trying to walk 3 miles, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Review system otherwise done. Presently takes no medications. Weight is stable 187, blood pressure by nurse 158.64, at home 146.78. No respiratory distress, normal speech, non-focal, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine is stable at 2, representing a GFR 35. Stage 3B to 4, electrolyte, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, mild anemia close to normal, urine no activity for blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, prior calcium oxalate stones, hydronephrosis, hypertension, also problems of enlargement of the prostate, that has been taken care of. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Monitor blood pressure at home, looks normal. All chemistries are stable and does not require intervention. He follows with urology. He's avoiding high oxalate meals. He's trying to keep hydrated as well as minimizing salt protein intake. He's favoring plant-based meals and keeping himself physically active. Chemistries in a regular basis. If he develops another kidney stone, that needs to be treated aggressively if obstruction develops. It's been more than 6 months since the last ultrasound. He's requesting a follow-up. As previously, he was not having symptoms of kidney stone or obstruction. End of dictation.